I do want to bring everybody's attention that I have brought apples, pretzels, drinks. And if you wonder why, it's because we aren't leaving until it's done. So please enjoy the snacks. I feel like it's fall and we can enjoy that kind of stuff.
Thank you.
I also want to express in the very beginning that when we finish this and after we leave and it's December or January, we have this anxiety that we haven't seen each other. Just give me a call. We'll call the meeting together. Well, I think the thing is about this committee, I think we have got to know each other a lot over these past almost 4 years. And I think I would like to say on my behalf that I really would like to thank you, and I think you probably would say it about each other, for the professionalism and that you brought to this table. And I really do appreciate it, and I think it's what's helped us move along. So I want to say that up front, because at the end of this meeting, we'll probably all be heading for that door. So again, thank you all very much for all the support and the hard work that you contributed to this committee. Okay, we have on here the future meetings. We had November 14th as a backup to this, but I think now that we have come before the Transportation Committee, and because it's planned, the next thing, Tuesday for November 18th, is when we'll be meeting before the Transportation Committee. I'd like, if it's all right with the committee, that we'll keep that on reserve just in case something comes up that we have to meet, but otherwise I don't see why we need to meet at all on November 14th of a planned meeting, only if an emergency comes up. Is there an agreement to that? Anybody concerned about that? No? Okay. Tuesday, November 18th. Are you happy with that, or are you having a discussion about that? No?
No,
we're okay. Oh, okay. November 18th is when we will be presenting our final report to the Transportation Legislation Committee, the Legislative Committee. And of course that will be presented to them based on everything that we're going to agree with today. Do we have a time yet for that?
Yeah, I should add that's a
tentative date,
until it's approved by legislative leadership. That's what the committee has proposed.
Is that 10 a.m.?
Is that 10 a.m.? Has it been confirmed?
Not that I know of. I did get today at that time.
Okay.
So,
which is their normal meeting then?
Right. 3 such.
Oh, that's right.
So I gave that to us.
Okay. So I hope. Yes, Jim.
The one thing I didn't see on there, we still have to have a public meeting.
Well, I have that on there, but I don't think we're bound to have anything. We don't have to, and we've had a public hearing. We're not quite sure what, once this report is done and we've signed off on it, the only purpose that we could think of as a public hearing would be to answer any questions the public may have about the final, our final report. But there's also going before the Transportation Committee. Those are also public. And that's a time where actually people could come and ask questions too. And that way they would actually see what the department, the Transportation Legislative Committee is saying in reaction to this, which would probably give them a better sense of this. Because this is our report. When it goes before them, they can change things on this. They can disagree with things on this. They don't have to agree with implementing this report verbatim. That's why we have to present it to them. And this report also has to go to the governor, and it also has to go to the town of Sandsport.
How can they change a report?
I don't mean change it. I'll take that word back, change. They don't necessarily have to implement what we're recommending. They don't have to implement it.
But if they sign a CE, that's what's going to be determining what is happening on that, correct? And they can't change the CE that we've signed, right?
All of this is advisory to the Transportation Committee, so technically they could, but I'm not saying they would. You've all come to this recommendation in good faith together, and you're only bound by that good faith. I mean, if they
I guess what I'm thinking, excuse me for saying anything, you're trying to report, but it just seems that if we sign something and then they change it, then we're going to need to sign it again.
Okay, let's take it back out again. Let's forget that I used the word change. I never said it. Okay. And it's not unique to what we are doing, just general organization of the state, is that when this is presented by anybody for the work that we're doing, it is a recommendation. So as it relates to a public hearing, all of our meetings have been for the public. We've always provided at least 2 sessions for the public to ask questions. And other than that, unless somebody sees a reason that it would be beneficial for us to have another public meeting, that's on the table for discussion. Yes, Scott.
I think there's an outstanding document that I'm going to address for a while, and that's the concept paper for a Sears Island Conservation Area Advisory Council. The last time we went into that subject was quite a while ago. I think the statement was made at that time that the draft that we had all, in fact, approved as a committee, as a draft, was then going to be referred back to the Department of Transportation's legal staff for any final comments or anything they can put to it. It's mentioned in the conservation easement, one of the whereas clauses. It's supposed to be in the baseline of data. So I'm wondering, when are we going to finalize that concept paper?
Yes.
I just want to call your attention that it's incorporated into the final report. It's section 7.
Mm-hmm. I'm aware of its presence there.
And
is it
has been reviewed by our services.
It doesn't really take many marching orders for that group.
Well, I guess all I can speak to is that it is the report that this group developed. It was reviewed by legal services as requested and is incorporated into section 7 of the final report.
Can I stop this discussion for a minute here? Because this is the public input. We're trying to decide, do we want a public hearing or not? And then we go back and address.
Well, I thought we were still talking about meetings.
I know, but my question was, does this group think we have to have a public hearing? That was my last question. So if we are in agreement with that, okay. I just want to make sure that that is clear. Okay. And Scott, can I ask you, can I do the public input and then come back and address that? Okay. So I'd like to open it up to the public now for 10 minutes. Have any questions, Marietta?
Yes. I read the material that Wayne sent out the other day. And in Exhibit A, I think it's something that really set up a bunch of bells and whistles. Starts in the very bottom sentence of page 2.
Is this of the report on the report?
Excuse me?
Which one are you speaking? There's two
documents. Exhibit A. Okay. On the conservation easement.
Which report?
It says.
Final report or the one that buffer conservation
easement? It's the easement.
The easement, okay. If you read the front page, then I'll know which document you're talking about.
Well, I described the process showing the protected property that is the subject of this. Yes, okay.
It's the easement.
Okay,
sorry. It's the only exhibit A that I'm
looking
at.
Okay.
Anyway. It says the protected property just shall not include any portion of the property designated on said exhibit B as a transportation parcel. Now, this. Nor, this is at the top of page 3. Nor does it include the flats between low and high water mark in any area adjacent to the said transportation parcel. I find that pretty scary. I mean, that could mean the whole island. It could mean the south end and the northwest end. And I would like some
I'm just trying to read it myself, Mary, so I can get to it here. Exhibit A. IA, you talking about the last sentence? Which sentence
I'm talking about the sentence that begins, at least when I got it, the style of the knowledge, page 2. It's just above the bold capitals of all rights conveyed here in our subjective. It's above that. What it is saying is that protected property does not include the flats between Long Highway Water Park and any area adjacent to the said transportation process.
I think that's, is that a standard? Where does that wording come from?
Yeah.
Can I?
Yes, because I can't answer that question.
Yeah, that's a good question, Mariette. I think you're raising a good point. Adjacent to, this is sort of some legal language. What this is saying is the flats off of the transportation parcel, so just the flats off of 330 acres, are not part of the protected property. But you're right that the term adjacent to seems like it could be interpreted more broadly. So
I think it says quite clearly that adjacent to is off limits.
It does. And what that means by that, what I'm saying is that you're raising a point that the term adjacent to may be misinterpreted here, and maybe we can see if there's another wording choice to be used there. It's pretty normal terminology for it to mean off of a certain property.
Yeah.
Right. And in this case, they're just being very sure that while the flats around the protected property are protected, in this case, not only is the upland, but also the flats off of the transportation parcel are not protected. They're trying to be very clear about that. You're raising a point about the terminology, and we'll see if we can. It's pretty normal terminology, but I see where you're coming from, and we'll have to see if we can come up with another way to word it a little more clearly. Like there may be another term.
Like immediately adjacent?
Even immediately adjacent to. I think we need to come up with a way that sort of that brings the line out between the two parcels into the black.
Directly in front of.
This is where we're getting into legal stuff, but I don't want to throw out example terms. But I see your point. I think it's a good question, and I think you're going to have to let the lawyers try and figure out a better wording choice that is what this means to say, but it's maybe not able to be misinterpreted that way.
All right, and is it? I hope they will. We'll make it very clear. Is it safe, though, to assume that until such a time as that property is being used, the flats, if they ever get open to the pollution ban, can be used?
Let me point you to higher up on that same page, there's some capital letters that say together with.
Uh-huh.
If you read that sentence, it says together with the flats between the low and high water marks of said Sears Island adjacent to the within described protected property. So what that's saying is flats off of the conservation property are under protection of this easement.
So to be consistent, they should change that word too.
Yeah, if you can. I mean, this is it's hard to describe where the flats are. They are adjacent to, but if I can have them come up with some term that's not adjacent to, it's off or tied to or something, demarked by, so see if you can figure that out. Okay, it's a good point.
See?
Mary, you might get some comfort from realizing that parcel 2 doesn't have shorefront. That's an entirely landlocked component. On the western side of the road, the Park Page Road, but it doesn't have shorefront associated with it. And in that sense is almost unnecessary, in my personal opinion. But parcel 1 is the largest piece, and that's the one described before parcel 2. And that does have the language that Sam had just mentioned about the flats, you know, together with the flats, including the flats. So, in that sense, you might get some comfort from sort
of realizing. Theoretically, it could refer to, if it was interpreted the way I feared, it could be east, not the northwest, the northeast portion.
But again, those words were chosen by the legal department to correct, so the legal department can change it to make sure that, but on legal terms, that would potentially would not be that misinterpretation.
That's correct. I mean, this is pretty normal title wording, but I think it's a good point, Mary Ann, originally.
It's very
good. See if we can figure out a more clear way in sort of both of these sections to make clear what flats are under this and what flats aren't. So we'll see if we can figure that out in a more clear way.
Thank you, Mary Ann.
Let me know.
Well, the whole committee, the whole committee's going to have to know. Scott?
One of the ways this question is resolved, if you want an absolute line, is to have a phrase that refers to the extension of the boundaries offshore as being the demarking line between the two. And I have seen that in deeds, and I'm sure Karen has too, so.
Then we have that exhibit B, do that also, but that's definitely an option to make it more clear. So in other words, making the line that's drawn between, you know, on the southern end of the transportation parcel, there's a straight line that goes along to the shore. If that extended out into the water from the shore along its famous straight line on exhibit B, and then we're described that way in A, that would make it even more clear. Okay.
Yeah. And
yes,
I would hope this would be more ministerial in nature, a technical change, but we both know what this means. Just a matter of clarifying it.
That's right. This is a technical change.
A technical change.
I think
change.
It's a good point, but it's a technical change of title order.
Let's put it this way. I don't think we need to have another meeting.
No, we're not going to back and forth.
No, but I think we can send it out for review by everyone.
Right.
This point.
That would be good.